a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome to another episode of Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck. The NFL draft is upon us once again, and it just seems like football never ends. And, of course, Joe Burrow, the vaunted quarterback from LSU, will without question be the number one pick in the draft, although he has small hands, apparently. I didn't know that was a thing. You just put the ball further on down your hand there, you know, I you know, whatever.
Yeah, I imagine it helps to have a little bigger hand. I mean, it would be a little advantageous. Hand strength would have something
to do with
it.
I don't ever remember that. This is the first, I swear. No one ever talked to me about it in my career ever. I don't remember it at the combine. I don't remember any of it ever.
I remember getting my hand measured in the combine like that, but nobody, I mean, once you got into all that stupid combine stuff was over once you got in the league, right?
Right.
They never timed us. I mean, if they timed us, it was for the coaches to do something in mini camp and they were all laughing about it. I mean, it just, we never went through that stuff again. You forgot all about it.
Oh,
now it's a big deal.
They timed us. Believe me.
Oh, in Canton? Really?
We had mini Olympics every year.
Yeah, really?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, we did it at the Redskins, and they just laugh. I mean, we do it every year. But
Bobby Ross used to do it.
The veterans would get up, and they're like, what, we're going to bench Art Monk now because a rookie outran him? You know, I mean, it was just funny.
No, I understand.
It didn't ever change a position.
Okay, so Joe Burrow, small hands and all, and he even joked about it, but pretty confident bet that he ends up with the Cincinnati Bengals as the first pick. And since you played on the Cincinnati Bengals
as our first pick,
and I played on the Cincinnati Bengals not as any pick, I voluntarily went there, which should tell you about me. Like, what's wrong with you,
Scott?
That
is like that.
Like, you're mentally insane.
Yeah, that's like that Idaho documentary, Abducted in Plain Sight.
More or less.
I'm like, what the heck? Why would you volunteer to go there?
My agent.
Oh,
my agent.
I cry thinking about it.
My agent one day said to me, I promise you, Scott, I will never, ever, ever send you to the Cincinnati Bengals. And so he goes, we got to go to the Bengals. And I said, what about never, ever, ever? He goes, I know. Just, we'll just do
what?
This. We'll just do this 1 year, and that's it. That's all. We're going to go for 1 year, and we're done.
At least Steinberg, agent of agents back in the day, you know, Steve Young and Aikman and whoever. And he's like telling me, Buck, there's just one team you don't want to get drafted by. You know, Cincinnati
Lee,
Bengals.
Lee Steinberg was your agent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did a terrible job for me.
Jason, I could have told you that.
Oh, my hell.
Yeah. He's the quarterback agent. He's not the defensive lineman agent.
One of the worst decisions of my life. Yeah. But
I live and learn.
But he didn't tell me, dude, you don't want to go to the Bengals. And the draft day, Cincinnati Bengals, Jason Buck. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, what the? And it was. It was a nightmare. I mean, I got to go to a Super Bowl and got a bunch of lifetime great friends.
Yeah.
And the Cincinnati
Bengals were good when you were there. What are you complaining about?
The coaching staff and the administration, you know, Mike Brown was just, gosh, it was just a living hell.
You know,
it just was.
I know this is about Joe Burrow, but one of the things that has come out in the negotiation for the new collective bargaining agreement is, you'll get a kick out of this, better visiting locker rooms. So they want – in stadiums –
because everybody dogs you in the stadiums for the visitors.
Yeah. You know, it's a little bit of that gamesmanship, right? You get the crummy locker room.
Hey, nothing's worse than Cleveland Municipal visitor locker room, man, with the slime all over the floors and ducking under the pipes.
But aren't all of the stadiums, like, new now?
Yeah, like, it's not like our old ones went into.
I just thought that was funny.
It is funny because, you know, they're just the new nice ones. I mean, the visitors in the new stadiums are still nice, right?
All right.
I mean, they're not the scum we went into in some of the stadiums.
So back to Joe Burrow. I will just tell you, this is my feeling, and I don't care because the NFL is about self-promotion. It really is. It's like, how can you promote yourself as an entity? It's not about winning one for the Gipper, about winning. It's about how do you promote yourself?
Yeah.
And if I'm Joe Burrow, right, I don't go. I don't care what I do. I just say, no, I'm just not going to go to the Cincinnati Bengals.
You know what, buddy? I 100% I'm just not agree. Going. As the number one pick in all the draft, I would set out. I mean, if he wants to be a Joe Montana and, you know, and have a chance to really be promoted, like you said, and have a chance at Super Bowls and have a, you know, Hall of Fame type career, Cincinnati is not the place to go. And I, you know, I'm sorry to say that to you, Cincinnati fans.
I like Cincinnati. I like
great
the
town,
city.
Great,
great place. Great fans.
Yeah.
I just
great people.
No.
It's Mike Brown runs that. Back in our day. Oh, Paul Brown, the legend, was still alive, and he still ran that thing with an iron fist. And he controlled it enough before the free agency days that he got Munoz in there and all the Pro Bowl guys and all. You know, he put our Super Bowl 23 team together and the 1981 Super Bowl team together. That was old Paul Brown.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know. It's just I would not want anybody that I loved. Be the first player in the draft
to go
there.
The Bengals have an ego, and they're like, we're going to take the guy. You know they're going to take him. And there is a way out of it, though. Would you like to know what that is?
Yeah, I want to hear yours. Right.
The way out of it is there's another quarterback. Let's say it's Tua. Let's say it's Justin Herbert. And that guy is like, he's not the number one pick. So he doesn't really have the leverage that the first pick of the draft has.
Right.
And so if I'm Joe Burrow, I just say, you know, I won't play for the Bengals. I just won't play.
Yeah. He has the leverage and ability to do that.
And what he could do, he could go to the XFL.
Oh, yeah.
And just go, you know, I'll just go play there.
Yeah. And just do that for a year.
And do it for a year and, you know, get to play football and do it. And we'll come back and see how this thing works in another year from now.
And he pushes that.
And so he has that leverage, right?
I agree.
And then he goes, all right, well, where's Tua? Let's say Tua is going to be drafted in the, you know, maybe he's the fifth pick.
Which surprises me.
And so you, yeah. But whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
And so you find
the hype.
And you just flip him.
Yeah.
And you go, Bengals, we're gonna pick Joe Burrow because he's the best player in the draft.
Right.
And then we're going to trade it with the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins are going to pick three, wherever, and they're going to take Tua,
yeah,
Tagovailoa, and we'll just flip them around.
You know, or even...
And they could have that deal, you know, the whole Eli Manning thing. Eli Manning just says, I'm not playing for the Chargers. I know I'm the first pick in the draft. I'm not playing for the Chargers, and I'll go anywhere. And the Giants go, look, we have this guy. Both these teams want quarterbacks, so we'll figure out a way to get one of those guys.
What'd they give up for that one? You remember? They gave up more than the first. I mean, like, you know, like Cincinnati. I mean, I think if Burroughs says holds out, well, he's going to get more.
The Dolphins have
a late number one and a number two, and fourth and fifth, or you know, Cincinnati can save face and get other picks, right? Late first round and a second and a fourth and fifth or something. What do they negotiate in there?
What if the Bengals actually traded with a team like? Let's say the Indianapolis Colts, who have two picks in the first round, or another team that has a couple of picks in the first round. Let's say they'll give up those first two picks and whatever, and they get the first pick in the draft, and they want a quarterback, and they get Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
But then the Bengals, they end up with one of those other picks. They still get a quarterback because they'll end up with a quarterback.
Yeah.
Whereas the Colts just go – we believe Joe Burrow is a generational guy. We believe he's a Hall of Famer. He's that foundational piece
right.
that's going to be here for a long time. totally worth going and getting and going after this guy.
I agree 100%. And, you know, and Cincinnati needs to swallow a little bit of a bitter pill when he digs his heels in and realize they're not going to get the first quarterback in the draft, but they can get value out of it and, you know, go and just make the move and trade their pick away. And then it's a win-win. I think Cincinnati can win. They take a little bit of a gamble, you know, and getting a later first-round quarterback or mid-round and, you know, get some other high picks out of it, out of the position, and just be smart football guys.
There are ways around it.
Yeah, there are ways around it.
This round of Rivals is over. He's Jason Buck. I'm Scott Mitchell, powered by KSLSports.com. Find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast, Twitter at The Rivals Show. Until then, please do not go to Idaho and start some new religion.
That's so true.